Hello! You're listening to Career Conversations, a regular series that's part of the Table Talk podcast from Food Matters Live. I'm Alicia Roche, a chef and food journalist, and together we'll meet experts in cooking, mixology, the environment, psychology, branding, social media, and all sorts, as we learn about the surprisingly varied roles that go way beyond the kitchen. Today, I'm chatting with Liz Littlewood, who is the lead technical manager for foods at Co-op. Essentially, she makes sure the supermarket's products are fit for purpose, legally compliant, and safe to eat or use, and she'll see a product through from its innovation to its sale date. In her previous role as a new product developer, Liz helped to develop Fox's Biscuits, and then she was instrumental in bringing Co-op sourdough pizzas to market, so I'll always be her fan as they are delicious. Liz works at the Superfun Co-op head office in Manchester, where staff perks include a big supermarket inside with discounts and product testing for everyone. I'll be back at the end with some key info about getting into new product development and technical food management roles. But for now, settle in and enjoy the podcast. So your job is enormous, but fun. It must be fun because you've stayed there for nearly 6 years now, so I guess you like it.
Absolutely, I do. I love it. Co-op does a lot of good within the community as well as in the products and services that it offers, and it's a great place to be.
So you're involved right at the end of a product's life before it hits the shelves, when you've got to tick all of those health and safety regulations and legal requirements. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's right. We get involved sort of towards the end, but we do need to know what's coming down the track. So we get involved with the product development teams to understand what they're working on so we can have an early sight of any problems that we might think would occur. And then we get more involved as we pick a product up. So we start to trial the products and we move forward to launch. And then we need to make sure that we've got all the standards in place. And then once the product launches in our stores, we continue to look after it. So we never let it go, really. You sometimes do have your favourites that you've worked on for a long time. But yeah, we see it right the way through.
What are some of your favourite Co-op products, Liz?
We have some quite iconic products within the range. Within my product area now, we have sea salt and Chardonnay crisps, which are a firm favourite of customers because they have such a zingy, fresh flavour.
Oh, they've got an absolute cult following. I'm told Kate Moss is a fan.
Absolutely. It's great to hear that such a wide range of customers and celebrities enjoy that product. So it's one of those that's really up there in our list of favourites. But equally, in the past, I've worked on areas like pizza, which is always a firm favourite.
Oh, I have to give a big, big shout out to the Co-op sourdough pizza range. I think it was only a few years old, but they're really fantastic. They taste authentically Italian to me anyway. Who was behind all of that? Is that the new product development team?
It is. And I was actually in the team at the time. So there was a really big piece of work that went on to go out to Italy to look at the dough and the ingredients. Don't know if you know and you've read on the back of the pack, but the starter for the sourdough was actually brought across on a plane to make sure that the supplier in the UK had that starter culture. So yeah, it was a really intensive piece of work. And, you know, we're really proud of what we delivered from that project. And we've won awards in that area over the years. And yeah, it's really, really core part of what Co-op do in terms of convenient meal solutions.
And did you actually get to go to Italy as part of that? Or do you ever get to travel in your role?
I didn't to that trip, but I have done, yes, and I do travel. So coming up this year, I am going to go to Italy to go and look at chocolate, which will be great. And I'm also going to get out to Italy to look at tomatoes. So that's on my plan for the year. Lots of the team do travel widely because actually we need to go to the source to see how the product is made. It's a good perk of the job.
So let me get this right. You're getting paid to go to Italy and eat chocolate.
I know. My husband can't believe it. It's really unfortunate, isn't it? But that's part of the job.
You've been at Co-op coming up to 6 years, and before that, you've been always in kind of supermarket roles. Where were you before?
Yeah, before that, I worked for Morrisons and did a similar role on product development, looking after the development teams. So spent about 5 or 6 years with them as well. Morrisons is slightly different as they had a lot of their own manufacturing sites. So that role involved creating the ideas of development, but also kind of seeing that through to manufacture with the sites that Morrisons owns. So that was a really exciting role, and I learned a lot from being with that business.
And in your role now, you have to make sure that products are safe to go on the shelves, that they tick all of the legal requirements and boxes. So do you have to know a bit about product development, a bit about legal? Like, what kind of subject areas are you now an expert in?
If I go back to the beginning, I started out doing a degree in food technology, and that kind of degree still exists today. And that's the kind of way that we attract students to come and work with us on our undergraduate program. But in terms of the role, yeah, you do become knowledgeable about lots of different areas all the way through from end to end. So product development, as you say, is important to understand the manufacturing process, how a product actually gets produced, the packaging, the transport and distribution, but also, as you say, the legal and legislative requirements that we work within. So you end up maybe not being an expert in everything, but having a wide range of knowledge across areas and certainly knowing the right people to go and ask.
So when Co-op is developing some new in-house products or a new range, are you ultimately the person that signs it off ready for market?
Yeah, once it's gone through the product development system and it's approved to be ready to launch, it comes over to us as the technical team, and we are the final team, if you like, that approves that. So if we're not happy that technically everything is where it should be, then that product wouldn't launch. We have the ability to stop something going into store if we need to. Hopefully we don't have to do that very often, but ultimately that's to ensure the safety of our products going to our customers.
When I think of health and safety and laws and regulations, I think that doesn't sound very fun. Can it sometimes, all of these regulations, take the fun out of developing a new product?
Yeah, we have to be careful that we don't stifle the development, but actually something new and exciting brings with it a challenge, and that's what's fun in its own right. So yes, we have to look at it with a safety angle, but actually in looking at something new, that's what I get excited about doing. You know, if it's a challenge, if it's a problem, that's going to mean that we need to work hard on it, but it doesn't certainly take it away from being fun. So yes, in any role, there's always somebody who does the more creative side. There's somebody that might be doing the more legislative side of it. But actually, everyone working together as a team comes together to get that product to launch. And that's the fun part. Seeing it on the shelf, going into a store and seeing the product that you've worked on being consumed and bought.
Have you ever looked at what other brands are doing and thought, damn, I wish our team had come up with that?
Yeah, there are times when you think that, or you wish that you had something like that in your product range. So the one thing that kind of comes to mind is Percy Pig and Colin the Caterpillar. I used to work for Marks and Spencer, actually, so I know those ranges quite well. But don't they do such a fantastic job of that brand and kind of the reach that that brand has got to? So yeah, sometimes I would look at something like that and think, that's amazing. I love the way that that's happened. And I suppose then you come away and think, yeah, what could we do in that vein? What could we do that's similar?
You're not wrong, Liz. It feels sometimes like Percy Pig is taking over the world. He may well run for Prime Minister one day and none of us would bat an eyelid.
It's great to see something that's worked. You know, from my point of view, having worked with a business like that, you can't help but think, God, they did that well.
Let's go back to the beginning of your career. Like I say, you've worked a lot in supermarkets as your career choice. But where did you study originally and what did you study? What was your degree?
Yeah, so I studied at Manchester Met University in food technology, that course and various courses like it still exist today, which I'm proud to say, because obviously the food industry and bringing graduates into the industry from those kind of courses still continues. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with it, but I knew I was interested in food and I knew that I'd find my way once I did it. And luckily I did.
So when you were a kid, say, or going into your teenage years, is this something you thought you might do? Did you think you'd end up in food?
I always enjoyed baking, actually. I spent time with my nan and with my gran baking. I remember them teaching me to make certain recipes, and I've still got some of them written down. So I knew I loved food. I knew I was really interested. If I look back now and remember when I was a child, most of the memories I've got revolve around a plate of food or something in some way or form. So it's obviously that that's what I took in. So I knew it was what I wanted to do, but I wasn't quite sure how or where. And I really struggled actually at school to convince my parents and my teachers that it was a good thing to do, because there was a bit of a reticence to say, oh, well, you'll be a chef and that's all you can be. And there's nothing wrong with being a chef, but I wasn't sure that's what I wanted to do. So I had to fight quite hard, actually, to continue to do that at school and then go to university to study in food. And I'm really glad that I got to a job that I really enjoy, and I've had a really varied career. But yeah, it's not easy.
I think it must be really frustrating when you're a young person who's really sure of the area you want to work in, and everyone around you saying, oh, you don't know yet, you're not sure yet, wait till you grow up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's hard sometimes to be that passionate about something when you're not quite sure yourself, but equally you know that that's where you find your enjoyment. And I'm really glad that I stuck with it. And, you know, it's been something that's, you know, become a career out of an initial interest in working with food. But I do remember my mum once saying to me, you know, well, people are always going to eat. And they are. They're always going to eat in one form or another. And therefore, if you're in that kind of industry, there's always something that you're going to be able to do.
Oh, there is always work in the food industry, as we know. And that's why we want to encourage more and more people in. So straight out of uni, did you go into the M&S graduate scheme?
I did. So partway through my course, I did an undergraduate placement with M&S. So I was with them for a year, which was fantastic because it told me, wow, this is a job that I actually want to do. That was what I was looking for. And I didn't even know it existed. And at the end of that, they took me onto their graduate scheme. So that's where I began my career as a food technologist with M&S. So I went back, yeah, straight after graduating and started that job from there.
So what's the difference between a food technologist and a test kitchen chef?
So a food technologist would do something quite similar to what I do now as within my team. So we look after product safety, integrity and quality. Somebody who works in a test kitchen would probably be either creating products or sampling products and checking them to make sure that they are safe and compliant. So that would be more of a hands-on role, whereas a food technologist role in the region of what I'm meaning within a retailer would have a more broad role, I suppose, in terms of looking after products themselves and their overall compliance.
You've been in food since leaving uni now. As I understand it, you haven't taken any career breaks to go off and change career. You've always stayed in food, right?
Other than the children, so I've had two. Other than that, no, I haven't taken any time off to do anything different. Over the last couple of years, so in 2019, I moved from product development, where I'd spent most of my career, back into food technical. And whilst for me, that felt like quite a change, in the scheme of things, it isn't. You know, when talking to somebody else, it's still in food, it's still working for a retailer. But to be fair, it's always given me something that I wanted to do. There's always been a new challenge around the corner. So why move out of that area into something different when you kind of get the best out of the job that you're doing, I suppose.
So is getting into food with a big brand or a big supermarket a nice, stable job with lots of opportunities for career progression?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, working with a retailer or a big brand would mean that you've got an opportunity to move into different areas. So, you know, for me, even in the same field, it's possible to move to different product areas and to gain different experience through doing that. Definitely think it's a great role in terms of prospects in the longer term, but also opportunity to travel with your role, opportunity to, as I say, change in slightly different directions over the course of your career. And, you know, there's a lot of people that work in the co-op who've been there for many more years than I have and have really had a fulfilling career and wouldn't leave, you know. So it's a great place to start. And I definitely think in the retail world, you know, it's good to have that longer term career and give yourself lots of opportunities.
Working in food every day for so many years, does that shape the way you feed yourself and your family and your dogs you've mentioned to me before we started chatting?
Well, the dogs, I actually make their own food.
Wow, spoilt.
But they, one of them started to have some issues with wheat-based feed. So we started to make food and they love it. So we've continued with that. So it's a little bit of them and a little bit of us, I suppose. From my point of view, yeah, it's really hard to not work all the time. My husband does get annoyed with me in the co-op when I go and look at products and even find myself facing them to the front when I don't even realize I'm doing it. And then on the other hand, you know, you do know too much, you know a lot about the products, and it can be quite easy to say, well, I won't eat that, or I won't go there. Sometimes you have to forget that a little bit. But in a way, that's kind of why I enjoy my job, because food is everywhere. And therefore, the fact that you never not really working is kind of something I like, because, you know, food is in everyone's daily lives and it's a topic of conversation. And I really quite enjoy that. It's not so good when somebody tells you there's a problem with a certain product or a certain store and you can't necessarily fix it and they think you can.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a good conversation starter wherever you go. When I say I'm a chef, oh, everyone wants to tell me their favourite dish. Now, I'm hoping you might be able to give us a little bit of trade secrets. My friend, who's a beauty editor, said to me that all of those bourgeois cosmetics you find on the high street are actually made in the same factory where Chanel makeup is made. I don't know if that's true or an urban legend. Are there any food trade secrets like this? For example, you know, Co-op champagne is made in some fancy chateau.
There are many products whereby you might think they are very different from a branded product, and they're not as different as you think. So some brands will manufacture products for a retailer-owned brand, and some of them absolutely won't. But yeah, some of those things go on. Certainly in the team, if there's ever a product that we want to know a bit more about, we'll ask the question, well, where's it made and what's different from this to this? Should I be spending more money, basically? And we can always kind of get that information. It does really vary. You know, in some product areas, it's absolutely what you pay for. In some product areas, it's maybe a little bit more smoke and mirrors, like you're describing with the beauty industry. But that's something that we work really hard on to make sure that we're doing the right thing in our product ranges. As for the chateaus, lots of different stories in wine. I can't think of one off the top of my head in terms of an amazing place where something is made. But where we've got a story, we will share that story. And our PR teams are fantastic at doing that. And believe me, we work really hard to get those stories behind the product where we can do.
Well, your head of PR, Brian Bell, deserves a great big pay rise in my book. In my old role as a food editor, he was constantly shouting about new Co-op products, and he really is a great ambassador for the brand.
Yeah, he is.
And I think I'm off to have a nice Co-op sourdough pizza now.
Absolutely. Enjoy it.
It's me again. So that was Liz, who really loves working for Co-op and believes in what they do and their sustainable first approach. She is very proud of the way the supermarket has become so innovative lately, with fantastic new products and flavours always being launched. Kate Moss even shops there these days. She can't get enough of those Chardonnay and sea salt crisps. If you'd like to follow in Liz's footsteps and get into product development or the technical management of high street food brands, it will help to start off with a degree in food technology, food science, or food management. But it's always possible to start off with something else and try to get onto a graduate training programme, as long as you can show that you have transferable skills and a real passion for food. It's worth checking out studentladder.co.uk for current internship and graduate apprenticeships in food. Or Co-op offers its own brilliant work placements to undergrads in food science, and you can sign up for job alerts on their website, which also has a really handy CV building tool if you're starting out from scratch. Thank you so much to Liz for joining me, and thank you for listening. Until next time, goodbye.